Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry, starting out second hour of the Tack Hammer program. We have three in a row going again this hour. I had two winners last hour from St. Paul. A guy named Ward Orchard, and won $6.30 in the three-in-a-row contest. And also, from West St. Paul, Barbara DiValerio won $6.30. Remember now, at any time, any hour, at any time, you could be playing a $63 game. So keep track of those three-in-a-row records on KDWB. Also, win a hit line coming up this hour.
KDWB presents the world's tallest disc jockey,
who?
Tack Hammer. Three in a row for Doe on KDWB.
Here's the first record to get set.
I need love, love, to ease my mind. Can't hurry, love.
Three in a row for Doe on KDWB.
Here's the second record to go.
Last night.
A big country hit, Almost Persuaded.
You're in it now, non-stop music.
What kicks and plays more big music?
KDWB.
Three in a row for Doe on KDWB.
Here's the third record in a row for Doe.
Got you one of my skills, the third of the three in a row. Before that, we had Almost Persuaded by David Houston. The first one starting the whole shebang off was You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes. There's another threesome in a row from KDWB.
On KDWB, you're in the big win crowd.
$6.30 richer is Joan Estenson of Eden Prairie. Eden Prairie? That's right. Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Congratulations!
And Joan, of course, enters the win crowd of KDWB.
F-Y-S-B. Please fasten your seatbelts. Thank you.
Remember, there could be another three-in-a-row game coming up anytime this hour. It's possibly for $63. $6.30 or $63. Okay, we've got 14 past one. KDWB, Tack Hammer program.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away.
September, the happenings from KDWB's Big 6 Plus 30. 16 and a half minutes past one. Tack Hammer program time. Three in a row for no time. You can win yourself some money.
Now you're next to something perfect. The tall, cool crispness of a grain belt beer. Frosty, crackling, diamond clear in your glass. Honest beer taste splashing away your thirst. A beer this good can only come from a perfect start. Grain Belt's own perfect brewing water. So clear, so pure, it lets the flavor of perfect brewing come through. That's the secret. The secret of perfect brewing water. A secret of pleasure Grain Belt shares with you in each sip. Go on. Discover it now in your next sip of Grain Belt beer.
It comes from the water, the perfect brewing water. That's the start, that's the heart of the beer. So give a little whistle, call for Grain Belt, the perfect beer.
Treat your thirst to perfect beer.
Grain Belt beer.
All right, 17 and a half past one is our KDWB Grain Belt time. And forecast is like this. Considerable cloudiness, windy and cooler with a chance of a brief light shower, possibly. Maybe a few brief light showers this afternoon. Partial clearing and colder tonight. Partly cloudy, continued cool tomorrow. High this afternoon, 55. A low tonight of 34. High tomorrow, 52. Low tomorrow night, 30 degrees.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, chewing gum while on the go helps you keep alert, you know. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Chewing helps you concentrate. You'll agree the flavor's great. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Yes, be sure to take some delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum with you next time you drive. See how the good chewing helps you keep alert and at your best. Millions get enjoyment chewing Wrigley Spearmint while driving and at other times, too. How about you?
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Get some soon.
KDWB.
For dough on KDWB.
Here's the first record to get sent.
Los Bravos, former KDWB Discovery.
I'm feeling good.
Black is black. Los Bravos at 22 and a half. Three in a row for dough. Then it's past 1 o'clock. Tack Hammer program time.
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
Here's the second record to go.
It is going too. Yeah, Wilson Pickett. That's Wilson Pickett in the Midnight Hour on KDWB. Former Discovery at 24 and a half minutes past, you know what, 1 o'clock. Are we going to do the three in a row or aren't we? Huh? What are you going to do there?
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
Here's the third record in a row for dough.
Rivers, Poor Side of Town from KDWB, and that was three in a row, my friend. Our latest three in a row for dough. Winner was Al Jackson, lives in St. Paul, got himself $6.30. Second winner this hour, the last winner this hour was Joan Estenson of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, also winning $6.30. How about that?
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
The moment you hear a complete set of three records in a row on the big 630, dial 774-9686 with the complete title of all three records to win.
More big music.
And more big money on the big 630.
KDWB, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Have you seen the Monkees yet? This new musical group, starring in their own weird and funny TV series, is really something else. TV Times this week features the boys, tells why they were selected from some 500 who auditioned for the parts. Don't forget Diane Mills' big new contest, those fabulous prizes. Complete details are in TV Times. Get your copy of TV Times today and see how easy it is to enter. But do it right away. 28 and a half minutes past one. Second hour of progress of the Tack Hammer Radio program.
KDWB, Channel 63, Channel 63.
KDWB St. Paul, the Twin Cities Big 630. These are the Big Six headlines at 30.
Our regular news feature of the Cecil Company, the Upper Midwest's leading garage builders, satisfying customers since 1915.
Just remember Cecil.
Two persons have been killed, four injured today in the head-on crash of a Greyhound bus and a feed truck near Medallia, Minnesota. The victims, Norbert Mako of New Ulm and Fred Gerdenring of River Falls, Wisconsin. Strike talks are scheduled in International Falls at 3 this afternoon between the Boise Cascade Corporation and striking Teamsters Local 615. In Fargo, North Dakota, a federal judge has awarded 7-year-old Shane Stromsund $500,000 from Park Davis Drug Company. His parents claim the boy was permanently retarded by an injection of Quadrigan supplied by that drug firm. Hurricane Inez hit the Dominican Republic today. Early reports say at least six persons have been killed. National Guardsmen are withdrawn from two San Francisco neighborhoods where Negro rioting broke out this week. U.S. Marines have captured an important hill position near the demilitarized zone in Vietnam.
Now, ducks fly south to choose a pleasant climate, but your car can't. And that's why now is the time to custom build a Cecil garage before winter sets in. You're assured fast service with Cecil, and an early completion date is guaranteed if you act now. Remember, Cecil uses only the finest in materials and workmanship, backed by their exclusive guarantee for as long as you own your home. So take advantage of Cecil's liberal terms. No down payment, pay nothing at all till summer of 1967, with no charge added, no price increase for this delay. And then take up to 10 years to pay if you wish. There's still time to add a porch or breezeway to your building plans, too. And remember, Sussell services are complete. Or build it yourself if you'd prefer, with Sussell's custom pre-cut materials and free help. But don't delay. Call Sussell right now at 645-0331 for a planning catalog or a no-obligation free estimate in your home. Or see actual garages on display at 1850 Como, across from the fairgrounds.
Just remember Sussell.
Under fair skies, wind is gusting at 26 miles an hour from the north. The current temperature is 55 degrees, and the KDWB weather specialists are calling for considerable cloudiness, windy and cooler, with a chance of a few brief light showers this afternoon, partly clearing and colder tonight. We'll have winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon, diminishing to 8 to 15 miles an hour by tonight. The high this afternoon, 55. Low tonight, 34. Tomorrow's high, 52. Low tomorrow night, 30. This has been a regular news feature of the Sussell Company, the Upper Midwest's leading garage builders, satisfying customers since 1915.
Just remember Sussell.
Dateline, St. Paul, after the longest recount in our state's voting history, Carl F. Rollbog has been sworn in as Minnesota's 31st governor. That happened in 1963, the same year this record became a classic.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you.
Anyone who ever loved me too.
1963, that's Dionne Warwick. And anyone who had a heart. KDWB flashback of the Tack Hammer program. Three in a row for no time. 24 minutes before 2 o'clock.
$40 to a Marion Avenue gentleman who sold a nearly new desk. $200 to a University Avenue resident who sold his 56 Chevrolet. $50 to a White Bear Lake family that sold a Frigidaire refrigerator. Each week, hundreds of St. Paul area residents are earning thousands of extra dollars by listing their household don't needs in the pay only if you sell want-ad columns of St. Paul Life and St. Paul Suburban newspapers. It's easy to cash in and earn extra money for fall shopping needs with this exclusive new program. Pay only if you sell takes all the gamble and risk out of classified advertising. If you don't sell the items you advertise, you simply don't pay for your ad. What could be fairer than that? Convert your unneeded household items to cash now. Call 224-3711. They'll be glad to help you word your ad for maximum effect. That's 224-3711. Your exclusive pay-only-if-you-sell want-ad number.
So far this hour, I've had two three-in-a-row for Dell winners of $6.30. Al Jackson of St. Paul and a gal from Eden Prairie, Joan Estenson. Possibly another three-in-a-row for Dell contest coming up this hour.
KDWB takes an interesting view.
Teenagers, if you have a head for business and like a lot of fun, you'll be interested to know that the Junior Achievement Organization is now organizing Achiever Companies. Get a head start on your future and join the dynamic JA program.
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
Here's the first record to get set.
Have you seen your mother lately, baby? Standing in the shadows, former KDWB exclusive.
You're in it now, nonstop music.
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
Here's the second record to go.
Just a breeze will muss your hair.
Mr. Dying KDWB plays more nonstop music.
Three in a row for dough on KDWB.
Here's
you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
You're in it now, nonstop music on KDWB. Non-stop music.
Four in a row, our three in a row for dough winner, by the way, was Mrs. Helen Larson of Crystal. Won herself $6.30. And a great contest. Could be another one coming up this hour.
Oh, love, sad as could be.
You know that
sin is
key.
So if you're looking for a lover,
oh, yeah.
Darling, skin deep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's four in a row, by the way. Once again, our winner of the three in a row for Doe contest this time around was Mrs. Helen Larson of Crystal, Minnesota, winning $6.30 for counting the three and calling us at KDWB. Okay? All kinds of goodies. Sometime, you know, you never can tell. We could come up with a $63 contest sometime during the TAC Emma program, so just stick by the radio for one of those, too. I said, well, we have, what, 12 and a half minutes before 2. That's KDWB all the time. And a reminder that KDWB is going to be outdoing it again. I mean, the Big 630 is bringing another of the world's most famous singing groups to the Twin Cities for a gassy appearance. Details tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the Uncle Jim program. So be around for it. Cold weather's coming, so don't wait. Outfit the youngsters now during Dayton's Keep the Kitties Warm sale. Here's your chance to get quality outerwear at special sale prices right at the start of the season. Save on coats and jackets for the girls, 7 to 14. Corduroy gold coats and nylon snowsuits for boys, 4 to 7. Snowsuits and coats for the girls, 3 to 6X. Also warm nylon snowsuits for the toddlers. Hurry to Dayton's Children'sville for the Keep the Kitties Warm sale at all Dayton stores.
Big 630, win a hit line. Identify the record from the KDW Big 6 Plus 30 that belongs to this hit line. That belongs to that line.
Give me a call at 774-9686. Remember, if you won once, have to wait 30 days to win again.
KDWB. Doobie 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 doobie. Channel 63. Doobie doobie. Channel 63.
A KDWB quickie on today's Hot 3 record. Here is today's third hottest record. And that's a KDWB quickie on today's Hot 3. And that's where it's at.
KDWB time now, 8.5 minutes before 2 o'clock on the Tag Hammer program from the Big 630. Here's a big record.
The Twin Cities are ready for news, and I've got it.
KDWB, the Big 630, broadcast the news at 54.
KDWB traffic line, two persons have been killed, four others injured today in a head-on collision of a Greyhound bus and a feed truck near Medallia, Minnesota. Authorities have identified the victims as Norbert Mako, about 45, a New Ulm, Minnesota, driver of the feed truck, and 52-year-old Fred Gerberding of River Falls, Wisconsin. He was the bus driver. Injured were 18-year-old Robert Kemkes of Sterling, Nebraska, and 17-year-old Mrs. Irvin Lauren of Ashland, Wisconsin. Also 17-year-old Mrs. John Smart of Ashland and an unidentified 48-year-old Minnesota woman. All had been passengers in a bus. They were not believed to be seriously injured. Two persons were killed in the Twin Cities area yesterday. 78-year-old Lester Stuck of West St. Paul died when he was struck by a car in St. Paul. An 80-year-old Mrs. Anna Owens of Minneapolis died of injuries suffered when hit by a pickup truck while crossing a Minneapolis street. Fargo, North Dakota, a federal judge has awarded $500,000 to a 7-year-old Grand Forks, North Dakota boy whose parents claimed that a drug caused his mental retardation. Judge Ronald Davies made the award to Shane Stromson, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Robert Stromson. The parents had filed a suit against the Park Davies Drug Company for $750,000. Their attorney claimed an injection of quadrigan triggered encephalitis or some form of the disease in the boy. The trial was held last April. Quadrigan, which had been used to inoculate children against whooping cough, diphtheria, tetanus, and polio, had been taken off the market in 61. The drug company, however, has claimed that the drug was not defective, but was too expensive. St. Paul Governor Olbog has said that he does not intend to reply to questions posed by his Republican opponent involving the American Allied Insurance Company. In Olbog's words, the entire case is a matter of court record, and anyone who wants to know the facts can get them from the record. Minneapolis, Mrs. Elba Walker, DFL-nominated challenger to Minnesota Congressman Clark McGregor, has asked the 3rd District Representative, as she puts it, to finally vote in favor of federal aid to primary and secondary schools. The district, composed of suburban Hennepin and Anoka counties, has more than twice as many school-aged children as the national average, she said, and concluded that McGregor should therefore support the federal aid to education bill. Minneapolis, an official at the University of Minnesota, says the university may have to limit the number of freshmen and sophomores at the university within a year or two. Dr. Elmer Learn, school's long-range planner, says that the limit on undergraduates may have to be put at some 30,000.
KDWB News spot checks the world.
San Francisco National Guardsmen have withdrawn from two neighborhoods where Negroes rioted in the worst outbreak of racial strife in San Francisco's history. The guardsmen had been sent into the areas last night. Port-au-Prince, Haiti, sketchy reports from the Barahona Peninsula say at least six persons have been killed, another 15 injured as Hurricane Inez struck the Dominican Republic. All utilities, including lights and water, are said to be out in the interior of the island. Saigon. U.S. Marines have driven an elite North Vietnamese force from a key hill commanding strategic communist infiltration routes. The Leathernecks then attacked a second heavily fortified hill near the demilitarized zone.
Ruffles have ridges.
Huh?
I said ruffles have ridges.
Oh, what are ruffles?
A potato chip with ridges.
What are the ridges for?
For extra flavor. Extra crispness. Ruffles potato chips. Great with soups. Great with sandwiches. Great in children's lunchboxes. And they don't break so easily when you dip them in dips. It's the ridges that make the difference.
Can I dip one?
Sure. Here.
Hey, they do have more flavor.
Oh, yes. Ruffles with ridges.
Right.
Another flavor favorite from Frito-Lay.
It's 55 degrees in the Twin Cities with a wind out of the north at 18 miles an hour. The KDWB weather specialists are looking for considerable cloudiness, windy and cooler temperatures with a chance of a few brief light showers this afternoon. Partly clearing and turning colder tonight. Partly cloudy and continued cool through tomorrow. We'll have north to northwesterly winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour this afternoon, diminishing to 8 to 15 miles an hour tonight. With a high this afternoon of 55, our low tonight ought to be 34. High tomorrow, 52, and a low tomorrow night of 30.
And by Don Riley, you're on in 2 minutes.
KDWB Sports Time, 158 and a half. Two scheduled American League afternoon doubleheaders have been canceled today because of continuing rain in the east part of the nation. Canceled were Twin Bills with New York Yankees at Washington and Kansas City at Baltimore. In both cases, it was the third straight day the teams have been rained out. Baltimore team officials have said the Kansas City games could not be made up at a later date. Friday night, the pennant-winning Orioles have a twilight doubleheader scheduled against our Minnesota Twins. The Washington Yankee rainout has ended the 1966 season for the Senators. The National League Baseball race is close once again, and the league-leading Los Angeles Dodgers have got a fight on their hands. Pittsburgh moved within a game and a half of the Dodgers last night by sweeping a doubleheader from the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 and 4-2, while the Dodgers were losing to the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. Pittsburgh is idle today, but Los Angeles plays at St. Louis tonight. Sandy Koufax scheduled to start for the Dodgers. St. Louis probable is Al Jackson. The Dodgers move to Philadelphia tomorrow night to start a final series against the Phillies. Third place San Francisco moves into Pittsburgh. This week's United Press International Small College Football ratings find North Dakota State in first place, followed by North Dakota University. Concordia of Moorhead is ranking 14th. Other teams included St. John's of Collegeville, Minnesota, who were upset by Concordia in the game last weekend. The Minnesota State Conservation Commission is to hold a drawing on Tuesday to pick 800 hunters for the one-day deer hunt at St. Croix State Park. More than 2,000 hunters have applied for permits for the November 19th shoot, which was ordered to reduce the deer herd. According to officials, the herd is too large for the amount of food available in the park. St. Paul heavyweight Jim Beatty scored a third-round knockout over Sunday Andrews of Boston last night in Mayo Auditorium in Rochester. It was Beatty's return to boxing after 9 months on a medical suspension. He had Andrews down twice in the second round and finished him at 125 in the third round. And now the Big 630's Don Riley with a spot check on sports.
I get a kick out of that Minneapolis prep poll that has only one St. Paul Suburban team in its top 20. That's like ignoring a bikini in church or pretending that your wife can't handle a rolling pin at 3 a.m. This is Don Riley with your spot check on sports.